This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club station, VK5LZ, received a first place in the VHF all-mode section and had the second highest score toward the President's Cup in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Well done to all who participated. The upcoming tech nights will be September 19th, subject will be optical transmit and receive. October 17th, the subject will be digital modes. November 21st, the subject will be test equipment operation. December 19th will be the Christmas function. January, show and tell anything built. January the 5th, Wednesday, will to be decided. February the 20th, the subject of ATV with Ian VK5ZD. ATV is to be part of the Jota weekend with Tim VK5ZT coordinating. VK5AOS, NE, VAB, ZT and ZD are the initial participants in the arrangements and setup. On Wednesday last, at the NERC coffee meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library, I continued my introduction into Fusion Radio courtesy of Peter VK5JP, who demonstrated the Pi-Star 3B multi-mode digital voice modem and the Pi-Star 0 MMDVM, plus the programming of Nexion screens with the Nexion editor software, digital voice mode, by selecting model number 8, for instance, basic or advanced, which gave access to MMDVM, D-Star, DMR, YSF, P25 and NXDN, all programmable and saved to SD cards. Then finalized with a contact in the USA via a portable hotspot and identified on the small screen. The mind is boggling. The next general meeting is on Wednesday, the 3rd of October, not the 4th as I reported last week. Oops. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, the Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 7-3s and best wishes to all listening. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now, some notes from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Jeff, VK5RU, from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club. History was made last weekend, Sunday the 9th of September, with the successful switching on of our 70cm DMR repeater, a first for South Australia, connecting to the Brandmeister network. Currently there are two static talk groups connected to the repeater, talk group 505, slot 1 for South Australia, and 50599, slot 2. 50599 is the cross mode for DMR to Fusion via the Brandmeister network. There's a lot of activity coming in from all over Australia, overseas on these talk groups. All kind of talk groups have been coming up on the repeater from all over the world. After some settling in time, C4FM will also be carried by the repeater. The repeater is located at our club rooms, Johnston Park, Murray Bridge. Transmit frequency is on 439.850 with a minus offset of 5 MHz. Receiver on 434.850. A big thanks to John VK5DM for some of the acquired equipment, Anthony VK5QS for all his work, and the donation of a MMDVM modem and a Raspberry Pi and the time to get everything talking to the network. Also, we can't forget Jeff VK5HEL and Glenn VK5GP for the fixing of the antenna, although our next project is to raise the height of the antenna system. The next project is to commission a 2-meter repeater which will have the All-Star network connected. Remember that the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club meets at 1 p.m. on the second Tuesday of the month and the fourth Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. at Johnston Club Rooms. If you need more information about our club, please email me. My email address is on QRZ, or give me a ring on my handheld SDR, 0419 869 738, 0419 869 738. Until next time, 73s from Jeff VK5IU.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. After our successful foundation course in July, the club is seeking expressions of interest for a second course to be run in November, on a date to be announced. So, if you're interested, please contact Percy, VK5ZKU, by email, secretary@scark.org.au, by the 17th of October. Our AGM is to be held on the 22nd of November at the Scout Hall, Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows, at 7pm for a 7:30pm start. We look forward to seeing as many members as possible on the evening. The next Bunnings Barbecue will be held on Sunday the 18th of November from 8 till 4. Please volunteer some time to help, as these are our major fundraising activities this year. Our next general meeting is to be held on Thursday the 27th of September, and there will be a mini tech talk to follow. Next Thursday evening is a members show and tell night, where those present spend a few minutes showing off a project or recent acquisition. Visitors are more than welcome and are invited to participate. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG general meeting is this coming Friday, the 21st of September, and will be held at the Fulham Community Centre off Phelps Court, Fulham, with the doors opening at 7:45pm, with the presentation starting at 8pm. When is a knot? Not a knot. From Wikipedia, a knot is an intentional complication in cordage. In the strictest sense, a knot is a knob formed at the end of a rope or string to keep that end from slipping through a block, grommet, eye, loop, or similar feature. More generally, knots may be classified as hitches, bends, knots, or splices. Confused? Well, come along to this month's AREG General Meeting, where Matt, VK5ZM, will explain and demonstrate the art of tying off ropes and cords using bends, hitches and splices. As amateur radio operators, this is an important skill and knowledge that will allow you to safely tie off ropes and guys so that your antennas and masts do not fall down. During the evening, there will be the opportunity for a hands-on exercise in tying ropes, so come along, everyone is most welcome, especially visitors. After the presentation, there'll be a break for a light supper of tea, coffee and cake, where you can mingle and rag-chew on the current events. This break will then be followed by an AREG Club business meeting. So remember, folks, this coming Friday, the 21st of September, for the next AREG General Meeting. Everyone is invited. Further information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As reported last week, Andrew, VK5KET, has stepped down from the position of webmaster at Surge due to an ever-increasing workload in his daily avocation. A small working group has been formed to look at a possible new website using WordPress or a similar platform, which would allow a number of members to be able to look after a page or two instead of all the burden being carried by one. John VK5DJ, as the lead designer, is working on a draft site, and he is being ably assisted by Tom VK5NFT, Tim VK5AV, and President Peter VK5BE. Progress has been made and a pilot site is now up and running, but, as yet, it is in a primitive form. The team has done a great job, and as soon as the site is considered presentable, we will let you all know the site address. A few of our members attended our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre complex yesterday as the centre hosted an open day. Members of the public and councillors were shown around the various user groups' club rooms and given an insight into what each one does. The Surge Video Group was in attendance testing out equipment to be used at the Pines Enduro next weekend, so that should have given visitors a bit of an idea of the sort of things that we like to get involved in. Other clubs who are based at the centre include the Mount Gambier History Group, the Philatelic Group, Backstage Incorporated, which is the local dramatic society, the Bay Road Social Club, the Orchid Society and the Karate Club. We had a similar open day a couple of years back, which attracted a few visitors to our rooms, but more were attracted to the history group than came to ours. Let's hope that this year proves fruitful for us. The car trial last Saturday week was a success from all points of view, and our communications task went well, with all cars being tracked so that officials always knew within a couple of kilometres where everyone was. It became obvious very quickly if someone went missing, which of course is the whole point of us being there. Next weekend will be a big one for us as our members assist with the running of the Pines Enduro, so let's hope that all goes well with that one. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les VK5KLD with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. The next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 28th of September. And this is going to be a continuation of the construction night for the QCX transceiver project. So don't forget to bring along all your goods and tools and stuff for the ongoing construction night. And see if you can finish it that night. There'll be plenty of Northeast Radio Club gurus there to give you a hand with the project. So don't forget, Friday the 28th of September, the ongoing construction night. And the meetings in October will be Friday the 12th of October for the general meeting. And once again, another tech night, which will be a continuation of the QCX construction. That will be on Friday the 26th of October. So both those meetings, put them up on your diary and don't forget to come along. And the North East Radio Club has a couple of repeaters that service the Adelaide and surrounding district. The 2 metre one is 146.850 megahertz on Houghton, and co-located is a 70 centimetre repeater, 439.875 megahertz. So have a listen around on those repeaters and see if you can meet up with some of the North East Radio Club members or perhaps other people that are around using the repeaters. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Just a reminder, the annual buy and sell is less than 2 months away, Sunday, November the 11th. So get in early, book your table. Same times, 7 a.m. for sellers, 9:30 a.m. for buyers. Still cost you $5 at the door. So send an email to myself, vk5kilocharlie@wia.org.au, and Roy, vk5nrg, at wia.org.au. Send an email to both of us, then we'll be sure to get you on the list. So Sunday, November the 11th, at the Goodwood Community Centre, and there will be 1 minute silence at 11 a.m. for Remembrance Day. Thank you. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 21st of September. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday, October the 13th. The technical session at the Shack on Saturday the 22nd of September will be discovering the ESP8266 and YMOS processors by Graham, VK5ZFZ. September the 20th General Meeting, Colin, VK5ACE, and Mark, VK5AVQ, will be telling us about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons. The next member show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October. The famous Ahaz buy and sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. More details soon. I'm still looking for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for Ahaz. The first of these is for members to assist with a Jota event on Saturday the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. This one-day event will operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we are planning to have a simple STEM exercise and two or three operating radios at the Shack. As HF propagation is very poor, we would like to have some members coming up on air on HF, 40 metres, try 70.85 megahertz, and on 2 metres either via the repeater or a simplex channel of 146.45 megahertz. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the Ahaz notes for the WIA amateur radio newsletter. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. If you're prepared to help out Ahaz with these important functions, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, details further down the broadcast. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did with our Shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahaz so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The Ahaz Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. These sessions run from 9 o'clock in the morning till about midday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the month of December and January. The hall is opened at 7 p.m. and meetings usually start about 7:30. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz, with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you cannot listen to this broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the link to the WIA broadcast and you will find there are some MP3 files there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.